Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
Don't ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Let anybody take your man.
Did I remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover national news, current affairs, some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. So this is straight talk. So you can hit us up, call in, listen, hit us up in chat, relax, and as long as you're ready, we're ready. Now, if you're not familiar with the show, Esprit.net News is a week worth of news and information in just one setting, so you can always check us out. And we're on Ask Kathleen Network. You know, just thought we'd give you some news on the side of the stage, because there is a lot to talk about, and I know Commissioner Kathleen will be here in a second, so we will do that. Now, on this program, we're going to talk about President Obama joined in with the 9/11 survivors and rescuers at the dedication of the Memorial Museum. Jim recalls almost 3 million vehicles. There were twin girls born. They were holding hands. Oh, the commission's on. Wait a minute, I'll bring you in a second. And artificial food coloring and brand name products are highlighted in a new study. And Jay-Z and Beyonce is moving on after the elevator video with Solange. We had This Week in Court. We still have some This Week in Court. And so if you want to hear some of those stories, we also have Donald Sterling and the Los Angeles Clipper NBA owner, Donald Sterling, on the show that we're going to talk about that news story. So we have that and more, and some of the stories that I missed from before. But since Commish is on, let's bring in Commish. Hey, Kathleen, I saw you were just like raising your hand, taking it down. I saw you. How are you?
I wasn't sure that it was raised, so I said, well, let's raise it again, just in case.
Actually, I kept thinking, all right, is she gonna make it? You know, it was last second and making it happen, so just wanted to share that.
No, because when you said she'll be here in a second, I was like, oh, no, I'm here. That's why I did the up and down thing. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
See, you're
not
even breaking up anymore.
About this stuff. No, thank goodness. I don't know, what was that about? That was crazy.
I have no clue. Seemed like just the whole, because you were breaking up to me, I was breaking up to you, so we'll have to play back audio to see if we were both breaking up or just it was just our, like our receiving end of it. Let's check that out.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, let's do this. Let me start off with some news stories since before we really get into it, but, you know, we're really in overtime of news. So let's just say we'll start off with our first story was President Barack Obama joined the September 11th survivors and rescuers at the dedication of the Memorial Museum on the site of the World Trade Centers. He told the gathering that it was a sacred place of healing and hope, so the National September 11th Memorial Museum includes thousands of personal items and parts of the World Trade Center towers themselves. And also, if you don't know, it's 7 stories below ground. Did you know that, Kathleen? I don't know if you saw that story.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it goes all the way down to the bed.
7 stories below ground.
Yes, down to the bedrock that it was built on. So when you look at the museum, I'm like, it's not very tall, but it goes 7 stories down. And it's preserved, like, some of the stairs and all of that. So it naturally went down to the bedrock anyway for its foundation. But they preserved the whole thing below ground. Interesting,
that's awesome.
No? Yep.
Yeah.
So, yep. Before the ceremony, President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama toured the museum viewing the memorial with photos of victims. And there's also a mangled fire truck inside the museum as well, along with the nearby Memorial Plaza. The New York City Museum, they're all kind of connected. $700 million in donations and public money. That's what it costs.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So it'll be fully open to the public on May 21st. It's a, man. All right, so it's up. Pitch stuff.
Now, which museum is that again? Which museum is that?
It's the one that they just dedicated, the World Trade Center, or the, what is it called? The National September 11th Memorial Museum. That's what it's called.
Good for them that they're making that kind of money. That's wonderful.
No, well, he said that they're making that kind of money, that they were giving it. It was
all
public
funds. Would be nice if they, you know, for the museum. It would be nice, too, if they used a percentage of that to go to the fund to those who are still struggling with respiratory disease and headaches and so on and so forth that are not getting paid or treatment.
Yeah, we're so crazy about that in this country that we don't like to help people. Like, it's weird. Like, our government policy is not to help them. The individual organizations, like the caring organizations, it's okay for you, but the government does not like to kick in to help people, but it will send them to war. It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
And then they will call them heroes and at the same time won't give them benefits. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Politics is now in a weird way. That's all I can really say about it. Now, I don't know if you heard this story but the name Jacob has lost its top spot as most popular newborn names in America after 14 years. It was knocked off by, I'll let you commit a black-on-black crime.
Barack?
On this one. No, it's Noah. It's what the government said. Now, the data was released by the Social Security Administration that indicates that the name Jacob fell to number 3 in 2013. But Sophia remained the top name for girls for the third year in a row. Okay, so let me go through this. So there's Sophie, and Liam, and Emma. They took second and third place. Now, over the last 100 years, Michael held the top spot 44 times, and Mary was ranked 42. Now, the other top 10 baby names of 2013 for boys, Mason, William, Ethan, Michael, Alexander, Jaden, and Daniel for the boys. And for the girls, just keep in mind, keep them to yourself, Kathleen. Put two names that you think were in the top 10. Just keep them in mind. I'm going to read them, and you tell me if I hit any, okay? Because I know I wouldn't have hit any on the male side. You wouldn't have gotten any of those, right?
Okay.
All right, so here's the girls. Olivia, Isabella, Ava, Mia, Emily, Abigail, Madison, and Elizabeth. How many did you get?
Zero.
See, I started not to even ask. I was like, he is not going to make it. So Jacob and Emily have thus far proven the far most popular name during the 2000s, but Michael and Jessica topped the 90s and the 80s. And you know why? Michael Jackson.
Why?
That's all this was like. If the 90s and 80s,
Michael,
they all were Michael.
Michael, you know, Michael is just going to be no matter what because what the Archangel Michael, you know, just Michael's
right,
just Michael.
Right.
Michael's always been sexy.
But
that
during the
80s
and
90s. So forever.
No, it was.
Just
for the
forever.
Last, like they said, for Michael has been at the top spot 44 times. But you would think that's, you know, even in that 20-year period that it was at the top, there was a lot of popular Michaels during the 80s and 90s. So, of course, if the popular name is – it's already a popular name, but if they are actually superstars named Michael, you still name your kids like it's – never mind. I would think. That's just my guess. Unless – never mind. I was about to commit a crime on that. Never mind. Now, a pair of twin sisters were born holding hands and breathing on their own after being removed from a ventilator. Their mother said that Jillian and Jenna
shared a placenta in the same whatever it's called, whatever sac. See, as a nurse, I thought you might correct me on this, so I'm not trying to pronounce the name. It's a rare condition known as you're supposed to help me.
Nucleocap,
yeah.
That's the only
thing. Monoanamic birth, and so it's when that type of birth happens 1 in 10,000. The baby shared the same placenta and sac. They were together. Okay. And so the mother just said that they're already best friends because the baby, she must have had a cesarean, but they pulled the baby out and showed them in a picture. They actually took pictures of the babies holding hands. Okay. Sounds disgusting and nice at the same time. All righty. So.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
What'd you say?
I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
It's very odd, I think. It's different. I think it's cute. You know, maybe Guinness Book of Records or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was just kind of supposed to be cute. Like, they're already twins, and they were holding hands in the womb kind of thing.
Aww.
Like, yeah, you know, I guess it was supposed to be cute. See, I'm a guy, so I didn't start off in a cute way. I just said what happened, and then had to add the cuteness later.
Yeah.
All right. So archaeologists think they found.
Are they boys or girls?
They're girls, two twin girls, Jenna and Jillian. Did the names make a difference? Because they didn't make the top 10 list, so I was just kind of thinking back on that news story.
Are you saying Jenna with N's or Gemma?
Jenna with N's.
Jenna. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anytime. All right. Now, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush has some embarrassing family baggage that can halt his 2016 run before it starts and makes him carefully think about his options, is what a source claimed. His extremely media-shy wife, I guess it's like Columbina or whatever, was detained by U.S. Customs in 1999 in Atlanta Airport for underreporting $19,000 worth of clothes and jewelry that she bought from Paris. She signed a declaration saying it was just $500. They found receipts, apparently. And his daughter Noelle was arrested at a drive-through pharmacy window in 2002 while her father was governor and charged with trying to buy the often abused anti-anxiety drug Xanax with a prescription written for someone else. Then she was briefly jailed for failing to live up to her rehab probation when she was caught with crack inside her shoe. That's the Jeb Bush's family. We're going to see how this plays out. Because I don't think it's going to be on the news. So I had to do that news
story. Well, you know what? If you had not said the name, we could have played black or white on that one.
Oh, well, it's like Rush Limbaugh, right? He was sending his nanny out to score drugs for him. So he says he's addicted, but she was an illegal alien. But these guys go on TV acting like they don't like poor people. Like, it's funny.
Hello.
Like, exactly. You're pointing the finger and throwing stones at people. You are. Now, all right, so here's our disgusting teacher story before we go into anything else, is that an Oklahoma English teacher is in trouble for giving a failing student A after she told police she had sex multiple times. She began sexting him first in December, and then she quickly, things turned physical, but he turned 18 in March is what police said, and she's been arrested. I don't know why this happened. Now, in the Florida high school
teachers. What is up with the teachers? Where do you get these stories wrong? Teachers having sex with the kids? What?
Because in this country, we don't tell those teacher stories, and there's a ton of them. Like, there's enough. That was an Oklahoma English teacher. Next, a Florida high school teacher who had sex with a 16-year-old student. At least 7 to 10 times had. Now this is a guy. We don't even have to play black or white because none of them are black. When they usually have this many stories, they're not black. And he gave her drugs and alcohol to avoid. I'm sorry. I should have done black or white with this one.
I was going to add this. Florida high school teacher who had sex with his 16-year-old student at least 7 to 10 times and gave her drugs and alcohol has avoided prison time. James Wolf, 31, was sentenced in March to 2 years of house arrest and 5 years probation. How about that for black
house guys? Arrest.
House arrest.
House arrest. Mm-hmm. Internet, cable, dogs, house arrest.
Yeah. See, here's how this went. After being caught on tape admitting to their relationship and telling her, "I know I messed up," the girl was wearing a wire when he met her. This would have been good for Black White. When he met him in August of 2013, before that arrest, according to police, she asked him why he had sex with her. Because she was just a teenager, and he said, "Because I thought I cared about you." That is why most people. That is hilarious and a very sad story. I know this is just wrong because
wrong.
It's only wrong because it's a female. But if it was the other way around, if a female teacher said that to a guy, I would still laugh because I think that's what every teenager's lesson is. It's like, "I thought he cared about me." But anyway, but he said that. He said that to her, and he's 31. Now, authorities said the plea deal would allow the girl to avoid having to take the stand and confront the man who seduced her. He didn't seduce her. The relationship ended shortly after an April 2011 incident in which she and Wolf had sex in his apartment and fell asleep. They both were awakened when his girlfriend came home unexpectedly and found them both together. That's when it ended.
Oh, stop. Please stop.
Okay, wait a minute. One more. And the victim wore a wire. They met in the parking lot of a Red Lobster, and he recorded it. He admitted the affair. Mental note, don't go to Red Lobster. Because if you tell me to meet you at Red Lobster, I know you wear the wire. That is just wrong. It's so many levels. That is a sad and funny story all at the same time. Okay. All right, you're listening to AskReNet News. We're on ACN. Just wanted to give you some news stories. Not that we all should be laughing at all these news stories, but before we get into our main story in about 2 minutes, thought we'd give you some other stuff that you can at least say you knew something, you know, that you didn't know from before. From watching the news all week, you didn't get these stories, but we're giving them to you. Now, archaeologists think that they found the wreck of the planter, the Confederate ship commanded by a slave, Robert Smalls, who turned it over to the Union during the Civil War. Now, researchers think they found the wreck of the iconic Civil War vessel, and the Confederate ammunition ship was commandeered by a slave, Robert Smalls, who steamed it out of Charleston and surrendered it to the Union Army. So archaeologists with the National Marin Sanctuary Program said this week that they found what they thought was the wreck on of the side wheel stern buried under about 15 feet of sand just off of Cape Roman northeast of Charleston. So they released a report outlining their findings on the anniversary of that day of 1862 when Smalls took the vessel, and he returned to Charleston a year later to pilot a Union ironclad attack on Fort Sumter, you know, where the Star-Spangled Banner was written. It was Fort Sumter, if you didn't know. After the war, he served in South Carolina's General Assembly, the U.S. Congress, and the Federal Customs Inspector. The report said that more studies will be needed before the wreck will be positively identified. But that was out there this week. Did you hear that news?
Wow.
Story?
I did not.
Okay. Now this one's going to be helpful. A Colombian student has revealed a concept for a washing ball. Now you can place it directly into your laundry basket, and it cleans your clothes without having to even remove them in the basket. No water. The idea has already has been selected as a finalist for this prestigious. An Electrolux Design Lab. Contest, and it's just what's called a Luna electrostatic sphere washing machine, and it's a laundry basket, and you just throw this one ball in, and the idea is put your clothes in this washing machine, but rather than a washing machine, just
put it on your dirty clothes. And the concept, this metallic sphere with a small amount of water inside the sphere, it creates a cloud of fine particles of steam, electrostatically charged, which comes out through the pores of the metal surface and then rotates and moves around the clothes through vibration and pulses. It actually moves through your clothes, your hamper. That's funny. Designed to scrub and shake tissue to loosen dirt. So the metallic surface sphere can act as a magnet. It also dries with hot air of the damp tissue. It's an interesting
story. Hot air, all right.
Yeah, that is going to be hot air. They're not releasing it. It's just entered into the contest. Now, our main story. Let's go into our main story. Let's go into which one? The Beyonce one first or the L.A. Clipper
owner?
Let's go
to the Reed Sinclair, whatever his name is.
Oh, you want to go to him first. Okay.
Donald Sterling.
Okay. So L.A. Clipper owner Donald Sterling says that he apologized for making racist remarks, saying that they were a terrible mistake, and I'm not a racist. I made a terrible mistake, is what he told CNN, and I'm here to apologize. After he was recorded asking a woman not to associate in public with black people nor bring them to the games. But he said he was baited into making that remark. And on the same program, I must add, he also bashed Magic Johnson and saying, why do people like and respect Magic Johnson when he slept with all these women, he had AIDS? And when Anderson Cooper corrected him and said he doesn't have AIDS, he has HIV, he just says, what has he done for his own community? Jewish community does this, but the African-American community doesn't. This is doing an interview where he's saying he's not racist. All right, Kathleen.
Wow.
I guess I have to let you in on this one.
I remain, can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, you know. Uh-huh.
I remain stunned about with this guy, you know. He just surprises me on so many different levels. Yes, he surprises me and then he doesn't. You know, it still is surprising to me that in 2014, not that a man could hold these beliefs, but that he would think that he could get away airing them, you know, for the world to hear, and then turn around and think that he can get away with them by just saying, oh, I made a mistake. Like, you didn't make a mistake. The mistake was saying it so that people could hear you, right? Because you've been saying this on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So what is it really? Is it a mistake? Is it that you were heard? Is it, you know, what is it? So anyway, I'm glad that the NBA took the only action that they could really take, which is to prevent him from being a member of the NBA owners.
Oh, now see, okay, so here is where I think the bigger problem is for this guy. Not only do we have many racists still walking this piece, I think we cover for them. So people try to blow off the story by saying, oh, he's racist, and we know how that goes, and they usually kind of let them skate, but in this case, I think that this guy, when you own a basketball team where 80% of the players, or more, nearly 80 or a little over 80, is African-American, and you say, and further, you know, later on in the interview, he said, well, I don't think that they're going to give up their job because of something I said, meaning since I'm paying you, you might as well shut up and make your money, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
So I think the attitude kind of goes along with slavery. That's my thinking, right? We get to make all the money.
Yeah.
You get to sing and dance and do your
that's
work.
That's exactly so, right.
Yeah. And so the whole concept with the NBA anyway is that there are a lot of reports saying that they can't force him to give up his ownership, and it's America and you can't force somebody to give up their company. But I'm here to tell you, as the nuclear option, which they do not want to get, because if they sell a team, do you know they have to divvy up a large percentage of any owner who sells to the other owners of the league?
So the owners are encouraging them because they know they're going to make money if he sells that team. So the other owners are seeing that the franchise is worth $1 billion. It's not. But they figured the more money that you pay for it, the more they get to divvy up to the other owners. Now, here's the thing. There's a nuclear option to Donald Sterling, by the way. Now, it's true when you own a trademark and copyright, and I'm sure you can answer this. When you own a trademark and copyright, nobody can make you sell your logo and all that other stuff, right?
Right.
Isn't that what the – okay. So the nuclear option for the NBA is when you're in the NCAA, for example, they won't make you close your school because you have an NCAA violation and you can't play in the tournament. But what the NBA can do, they can kick them out of the league. So the Clippers will be playing the Harlem Globetrotters. They don't have to schedule them. That'd be hilarious. So
that would be hilarious.
Yeah, they would value the Clippers down to zero, right? Because if they don't schedule them, every team says that they don't want to play the Clippers, you can't schedule them. And so it's a detriment to the league. Now, he can keep the L.A. Clippers team, the name, their logos, and everything, but you don't have to buy a ticket. They don't have to play in NBA. And they don't have to have a TV contract. I think they'll lose all of that. So I think what happens in white America generally is that they're trying to make sure that he at least gets some money and leaves. But technically, they don't have to do that. They could just pretty much say at the owner's meeting, hey, we're pretty much not going to fund your – we're not going to schedule you next year. And if they did that, what will happen – or if they don't, I think the players' union is kind of hard. Did you check out how the players' union reacted? Did you see any of that?
Uh-uh.
Oh. Okay, so here's what the players' union were going to do before the NBA – by the way, NBA – Commissioner Adam Silver banned Sterling from the sport for life and fined him $2.5 million, the highest fine that he can give him. And before he did that, the NBA players apparently told the league, the NBA, that we will, you know, take drastic measures if the penalty is not appropriate. They never told them.
Right.
Now, here is what I love because I think they blew the NBA's players' union, blew the NAACP out of the water, and any other black organization that actually dealt with non-black issues. This is the best thing since sliced bread, Kathleen. Now, here's what they did. They told them that. Come to find out, you know, Chris Paul is the president of the NBA players' union. So he plays for the Clippers. LeBron and those guys, obviously Miami Heat, and they kind of showed solidarity by folding their uniform or their warm-ups inside out, and all those other gestures to show solidarity, wore black socks during the games. But Golden State Warrior point guard Stephen Curry said the next day what they planned on doing. Now, what happened was if Sterling didn't come down hard enough, if the Silver, the NBA commissioner, didn't come down hard enough on Donald Sterling, they went to pregame warmups. They were going to go to shoot around. They were going to go to the game, wait till the national anthem played, and they were going to walk off the court. Can you imagine what would happen?
Now, was that going to be just the one team or both?
All of the teams were going to do it. Not only were the Clippers and Golden State going to do it when the Miami game, because the players wouldn't tell them. So it never leaked to the media. The NBA didn't have wind of it. They only found out after. They obviously didn't tell Kobe. That's a black-on-black crime. But anyway, he was telling on Shaq and stuff. He'd have told that. He was like, you know what they're going to do. Can you imagine with all of those players, you're talking for that day, there were four games, right? So the NBA Players Union agreed that if they did not do something like what they did, they were unilaterally going to show up at the game, wait for you to get your seat, get your popcorn, put your kids up, wait for them to sing the national anthem after it's gone. They were going to walk off the court.
I love it.
That would have shook that would have shook America
the
to its core. Yeah, and the problem
is, it
would have
went beyond America, don't you think?
Yes, yes, because those guys took that they took their freedom. Now,
yeah,
here is
they really
here's
did.
What,
awesome.
This is important. That would have been a very important step about who those guys are. Nobody feels beheld to any institution anymore. If your workers walk out, you have no company. That would have been a first step
right.
in that. Now,
remember,
I can
remember that's kind of that's, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say that's kind of where I was going the last time we talked about this. Just to be nice to see the players actually take that stand. And,
but nobody
I'm happy.
Knew.
No, I'm saying I'm happy that they held it to themselves, and I'm also happy that they didn't have to do it, because it was perfect that the NBA said,
But they said they weren't done. No, it's funny. The Players Association, and they don't play, they actually released a statement after he said that. He said, that's fine, but we're going to need a time frame for when that guy's gone. Like, they are not playing. I love them.
He's not
going to
sit there for months and months or years,
yeah,
whatever.
Right, because there is a nuclear option for the NBA, right? To get him to sell the Clippers, he's going to have to volunteer. His wife said that he's going to sue, and, you know, California is a communal property state, and she's all entitled to half and all that good stuff. But the NBA can easily say, oh, you don't have to sell the team. We are going to commission a new team in Los Angeles, and you can keep the Clippers, but you won't be scheduled in the NBA. They can actually just pull a plug on their scheduling of games.
Wow.
That's not beyond their control.
I love it.
But then franchise would be worth the zero. So they won't do it, just like the guy who slept with the girl and they gave him probation. It's one of those situations in white America. Yeah, it's too much money. Now, but here's where this stems from, just really quickly. I don't know if you remember the NBA strike a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why the strike ended? I was doing news, and I announced the 6 or 7 games that LeBron James, Chris Paul, who was at New Orleans at the time, Dwayne Wade and Derrick Rose had a game in Chicago, and they all put together teams and they scheduled arenas to play in. You know, Carmelo Anthony had his team, LeBron had his team.
I remember that.
Yes, remember I did that story? And you know what happened a week later, just before that game was scheduled to take off? The owners was like, okay, lockout's over.
Yeah.
And you know why? You can start a league with 6 teams. Those guys were, when they got locked out by the owners, their NBA contracts were void. So since their contracts were void, they were about to start play a league.
They can
until
do
they,
whatever, yes.
Yeah, the owners would
I
not let that,
that
happen. Yeah, because if you can imagine those guys playing in the big arenas and filling them up, at about $20 a person.
There.
Right.
I would have been there.
Right, but here's the worst thing about that.
Afford.
Well, yeah, that's true. Because, you know, they're going to go back up to 90 in a minute. But even if they charged them 30, you know, all that money would be going to the players. Because nobody would be taking it.
Exactly.
Right. And they could have cut a television deal. They could have done a lot of things just while that contract was expired. So you know what the owners did? Yep, we're ending it.
The only other way to figure out how to make this thing happen.
Yeah, you know that saying, do for self, and everybody wants it. Yeah, the owners can't take this group of NBA players. They take them really seriously because it's LeBron. LeBron wanted to be president of the Players Association this year, but he got married over the summer, and so Chris Paul, who's a really good friend of LeBron's, ended up being president. They ran into the wrong group of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud
so
of them.
So they're all, yeah, I am proud of them too. You know, everybody else is cynical, but I am very proud of them that they are able to do
I'm
that, keep
them.
Their mouth shut, and not even talk. They're not even talking. They're like, whatever. Like,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm really getting, a little perturbed about, and this has absolutely nothing to do with me, however, it is bringing is bringing like a light that doesn't need to be brought on him right now, and that's Dwayne Wade and his shenanigans.
Oh,
between,
right,
you know, Gabrielle Union. Yeah, it's just like, come on, we really need you to just, you know, lock it up for right now. Could you just lock it up right now? Just for a few minutes.
Well, wait a minute.
Who's this stuff?
Well, wait a minute. Who's releasing the statements? It's not either one of those two, is it?
Releasing the statements about Dwayne and Gabrielle?
Yeah.
Oh. All the gossip stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with it.
But,
he
has the, you know, I won't even repeat it right now, but there's a
lot
of stuff.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Well, you know, that's the thing. We just... They're going to try to distract onto the players now, because that Donald Sterling thing is nothing that anybody can refute. So when that happens, they go all out and trying to talk about everybody else and their mama. So forget that. We're not being sidetracked. Just pretty much how it goes. All right. So
this stuff came out long before this. It wasn't coming out before. I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All of that stuff is just kind of sidetracked when you talk about the NBA. Without them, you know, bringing up Donald Sterling, he has the largest settlement in a U.S. housing discrimination case. Like, his fine was the largest ever recorded in U.S. history. He actually went into his houses, kicked out black people, Donald Sterling. So he settled out of court. He played his general manager, who was at the Clippers at the time, Elgin Baylor. The average salary was $2.5 million around the league. He was making $600,000. Donald Sterling went.
I think I remember you reporting this. Didn't you reported this last, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think we talked about that. So, you know, Donald Sterling is the focus.
Awful.
And not to change that to the players. And we're talking about players' union and not those individuals. But it's interesting that, you know, news is going to do that, because this gets ugly. Even where his wife said she didn't say anything, knowing that she was named in a bunch of those lawsuits as well, from her faking dressing like she was an inspector going in some of the houses that had black people in them and then evicting them illegally. She did it too.
Oh,
but she's like, yeah. So, but she's like, I want half, so I should be able to keep my half of the ownership. And the players are not trying to hear them. I don't think that's going to work, people. All right, you're listening to Esprinet News. We just kind of wanted to go in on the Donald Sterling thing a little bit. Hey, did you hear the story that a judge ordered an investigation into the whereabouts of Casey Kasem after, you know, it alleged that he had been removed from? Well, they found Casey Kasem. He was in the state of Washington. So anyway, that's called off. But early in the week, a judge, his daughter, said that he was kidnapped by his wife, and she had power of attorney. This is going to be about money. Casey Kasem is having medical problems. I don't know if he has dementia or whatever his problems are, but his daughter wanted to know where she was, and his wife apparently moved into an Indian reservation without his children's knowledge, and they wanted to know where he was. So they took her to court.
Oh, okay.
They found out where
he
was. He was just chilling. I think he was watching the NBA game. Excellent. That's what I'm thinking. All right. And on that note, and by the way, American Idol runner-up Clay Aiken has won this hotly contested, like, Democratic primary after his opponent died on Monday. No. His opponent died on Monday. Hotly contested primary did not happen yet, but since his opponent died, he won. He sent out his condolences, suspended his campaign for a day. But his opponent was 71. He fell in his house, passed away.
Oh,
I know, that's a bad way to win, you know, that your opponent passed away. But it was and that race was getting really nasty, too, which is really weird. It's getting nasty by the guy who... the 71-year-old guy who died after he fell in his house. All right.
Oh, sorry
now,
to hear that.
Yep. And, you know, I did the story. Dr. Dre celebrated his headphone deal with Apple. Dr. Dre sold Beats Audio. He has about 25% of the company, but
Apple is reportedly buying it for $3.2 billion. So they are saying that Dre, who's going to probably be the wealthiest man in hip hop, is going to top Diddy by about $700 million. After taxes, he's expected to get about $800 million, which means Puffy has about $700 million. Didn't know that.
Hmm.
All right, that's just telling people business, isn't it? All right, so I just wanted to ease my way into hip-hop news as we talk about Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Solange. Is that how you pronounce her name, Solange?
Yeah.
Said that they have moved forward with their, as a united family, since a video leaked about Solange attacking Jay-Z in a New York City elevator. Now, the Knowles Carter family released a statement saying that Jay-Z and Solange have apologized to one another. It added that they both acknowledge their role in this private matter that has been played out in public. There is still no word what the argument was about, and the three-minute video was released by TMZ, the celebrity gossip site TMZ, earlier this week, and it was shot inside the Standard Hotel in New York. The hotel said it fired the person who recorded the video and that they are shocked. We are shocked and disappointed. There was a breach in our security system and confidentiality we count on providing for our guests. So they were pretty much upset. All right. So beside the hotel issue, let's talk about the Carters. I know you want to talk about this from that respect, because I know on a non-news commentary side of this, Kathleen, the commissioner, is going to tell us what she thinks about. We should have bought Ronnie in on this one, but tell us what she thinks
about.
That's
what I was saying earlier. I'm like, I know, man, but I know she's sleeping too, so we're not going to be able to get her at this hour. But we really do need to go with her, because Lord have mercy. But I just felt like the telltale. I felt like there was a big story just in Beyonce's body language.
Mm-hmm.
And even without the audio, you know, you could watch her. And people would say, oh, well, she didn't want to get in. She didn't step in so she wouldn't get hurt or whatever. But there was a point after the whole initial kick and fight and swing and all that other kind of stuff where mm-hmm. she was just looking at him. You know, she was just kind of just looking at him. While Solange is arguing with him, she's, like, looking at him, you know, and I don't know if she's saying a couple words or not, but kind of, like, it gives the impression that, did you really do that? You know what I mean? Or did you? Not, you
right.
know.
And you know I'm going to take the counterpoint to this. We should have made this a point counterpoint. We should have had a court show for this one, because I just want to say this. Maybe she's looking at him because after she swung at him, he called her a name. Like maybe we're watching the after effects of what his reaction was to her first reaction. It may not have started that way. So like Whoopi Goldberg said, Whoopi is on View. I really don't like Barbara Walters, so I'm glad she's off the air. Starting tomorrow. She doesn't really need to be on TV anymore. She's crazy. Anyway, so Whoopi says, I'm sorry, and I wish Low Key was on the program, by the way, but she said, I'm sorry, as a female, if you put your hands on somebody else, they have all right to put their hand back on you. And I know you're going to yell at me about this, but this is Whoopi Goldberg that says you should not go up to fight him and expect him to always be restrained. Because once you make contact, people get their feelings hurt once you make contact. So
yeah, all bets are off, she's saying.
Yeah, she said all bets are off. So she said, maybe you might disagree with me, but I'm just saying, as a female, and she goes, I'm not saying I haven't put my hands on people before, but you would expect that if you were going to be, you know, that aggressive, you may get hit. And she said if Jay-Z would have hit her, she said she wouldn't have blamed him. I just thought I heard that part of the story. But I think Beyonce's response to it, like when I saw it, against my will, by the way, they were just showing it on TV 12 times. But I think her response was whatever the altercation was, you know, sometimes it's like she wanted to be neutral.
she didn't, her body language didn't side with her sister, and she definitely didn't side with him. She looked at him, but she actually, I saw another segment where she was looking at her sister, too. So she the only one came out of the elevator smiling, too, so which is kind of interesting. She knew the paparazzi was around. That's probably why she was looking at them both crazy. She, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they knew when that hotel elevator opened up, there was nothing but cameras.
That's
she's
right.
A girl. All right.
She is.
Hey, I mean, I'm not mad at her for it. I was just saying that that is pretty much essentially the bottom line on what her issue was. So I just wanted to share that. See, I can yell more at Donald Sterling than I can about the Carters. You don't know what happened, so yeah. So because you never know what happened, so it's kind of one of those deals where, since you don't know what happened, you don't know what was said. I'm sure they do have audio. I'm sure they're just not letting us listen to it. I'm sure the way it was recorded, they couldn't get any audio.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. So, you know, let me do it. Yeah. So since it was that, we're going to see how this is going to play out. They're going to try to, who knows how many times that happened, too. Because, see, here's where Ronnie would have kicked in and would have gave us a lot of speculation. Again, I don't have the tendencies to do that. So I would say if it's happened before, Jay-Z was very well restrained. I don't think he was aggressive in that at all. And, again, she apologized, but there are incidents of her fighting her father while they were in the studio. Apparently, she has a reputation in the music business that a lot of producers didn't really want to work with her either because she's not really nice in the studio, and she has a quick temper. So if it wasn't Beyonce's sister, and I think she can sing. She can hold a note, can't she? I think she can sing, probably.
Huh? Who's older? What did you just say about somebody being older?
No. I was saying that her Solange, I said I think she can sing. I think she can hold a note. Right.
Uh-huh.
I think she can sing. I think that nobody want to work with her because she has a pretty bad attitude. But the sister of Beyonce, people still work with her. And she was signed to Jay-Z.
People still work with her?
Yeah. She was signed with Jay-Z's Roc Nation for a minute. And a part of that could be, and here's all speculation, she had to sign with someone else. Jay-Z might have dropped her. So they probably don't like each other. But she was signed on his label for, you know, earlier, I guess when to say early in the year. Yeah, he signed her and dropped her, so that's got to be bad. Because if you can't work with her in the studio, you can't put out any music.
Well, didn't that happen, like, right after Rihanna came?
No, I think this is since they've been married. I think he signed her again after all.
Okay.
This. Rihanna still is signed with, Roc Nation. She signed through Def Jam.
Okay.
But he was all president of Def Jam at the time. Yeah. So if you don't know, Jay-Z's record label is distributed by Def Jam, and he at some point became the interim president of Def Jam and ran Def Jam for a while. And he was still signing artists, so he signed Rihanna, who was that, Rita Ora? I don't know. I can't remember the girl's name. But, you know, he signed a lot of people. But Solange, she just feels like she's not getting a good shot in the music business. But that probably can be because she has a bad attitude. But anyway, I'm not speculating. I don't know her. So just wanted to say that. All right, so since they speculated that she could be drinking, here's the thing. There's a news story. The United States has become the world's biggest wine market last year, beating out France, beating France to second place for the first time. Their consumption fell across the country.
Wow.
In France. So U.S. consumers bought over 768 million gallons of wine in 2013. That's up 0.5% from 2012. And French consumption fell 7% to 742 million gallons. That's according to the International Vine and Wine Organization. I didn't know they kept up with such things. No, by the way, if you think that the U.S. is drunker than France, I just want to tell you a nice little story. They also say in the report that U.S. drinkers are still likely way behind in the terms of consumption per head. Now, according to per capita figures from 2011, the average drinker in France, the French person average drink, they still get through almost 1.2 bottles per week. That's about six times more than the average American. But those trends are kind of, yeah, no, they're still drinking. All right, so, you know, the sad thing is I had to do that during the salons story.
Yeah.
I had to do drinking during that. That was because a lot of the speculation was that she was drinking.
Wow.
Oh, and you know.
Well, anyway.
All right, so I just wanted to let you know you're listening to AspreeNet. This is Ask Kathleen Network. Just wanted to give you some overtime. I think we did a lot of overtime, so, you know, we can cut out. But I want to thank you for joining us and checking us out in the archives if you want to hear the beginning of the program, one on the line. And if you're listening live, you're on Drum Kathleen. Hey, Kathleen.
Hey.
Hey, I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you going to say? You got time.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, gosh, I made her forget. Okay, GM.
Cool.
Yeah, GM recalled almost 3 million vehicles, by the way. So just go check your, check out GM. Check out their website. Anyway,
okay.
See how I did that? Didn't really care. All right, so we'll see you again next week. Thanks for hanging, Kathleen. I know this is a long time for overtime, but we just wanted to put some time in.
Yeah.
All right. And
All right.
Join us, Black on Black Crime, Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. We'll see if we have something to talk about. I'm sure we will. We won't bring up Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Well.
That would be. Okay, maybe. All right. So we'll see you again next week. Thanks for hanging, Kathleen.
Sure.
Yeah.
Take care. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
All right. You too.